it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hi there. Welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. In this episode, I want to talk to you about something that's been quietly steering my life, and probably yours too, long before I had the language to describe it. Vision. Not goals, vision. Because here's the thing. Most of us are drowning in goals, but starving for vision. And when vision is missing, even the best goals feel heavy, mechanical, and exhausting, like pushing a boulder uphill in fog. For a long time, my musical life was that fog. I spent the better part of a decade doing the band thing. San Francisco Bay Area, Washington, D.C., rehearsals, personalities, logistics, egos, load-ins, load-outs, creative differences, breakups, reformations, you know the drill. On paper, I had goals. Albums, gigs, momentum, success. But internally, I was burned out, disillusioned, questioning whether music still belonged in my life at all. And that's often where the real journey begins. Not with inspiration, but with fatigue. Then one night, something shifted. I went to see a friend perform at the Barns at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia. He played a solo set and then another with the legendary DC jazz guitarist, Charlie Byrd. And sitting there, something happened that had nothing to do with strategy. A vision arose. I saw myself clear as day, solo, guitar, voice. No committee, no wrangling, no schedule conflicts, no risk of collapse. Not a goal at this point, a felt image. That's important because vision doesn't arrive as a checklist. It arrives as a felt future, something that ignites the senses. This isn't new. Across indigenous cultures worldwide, vision quests weren't about achievement, they were about alignment. A vision quest was a deliberate pause from noise, distraction, and obligation to allow something deeper to speak. Anthropologists and psychologists today would say the same thing in modern language. Vision engages the limbic system, the emotional engine of motivation, while goals mostly activate the executive brain. Translation? Vision moves us. Goals organize us. And when the order is reversed, we stall like a car that is running on fumes or with a low battery. As that solo vision grew, something else became clear. I was spending time in a bedroom community town south of D.C., which had a lively music community, and I was working as a percussionist with a singer-songwriter who primarily worked solo and sometimes as a duo. I watched him book consistently, play freely, live sustainably, and the how started to attach itself to the vision. That's another truth. Vision doesn't eliminate work. It makes work intelligible. Soon I was playing solo, and more consistently than I ever had before. Then another vision appeared. I saw myself holding a completed, fully produced 10-song album, financed, finished, and done right. At that point, goals became essential. Budgets, sessions, deadlines, but they worked because the vision was already alive. That album became 15 Minutes. And yes, that's the name origin of this podcast, which is a shared vision of me and my wife, Sandra, co-CEO of Power Song Tribe, TM. You've heard pieces of the title track of 15 Minutes woven through these episodes. That album found airplay across the country. Songs landed on television. The music traveled farther than I ever could have carried it. That wasn't luck. That was a vision moving first. Authors Brian P. Morgan and Michael Lennington understood the distinctions between visions and goals when they wrote their New York Times bestseller, The 12-Week Year. Their book offers a blueprint for performers who want to substantially up their game. After laying the groundwork for their process, the authors emphasize the first step, establish a great vision. They know that a big, powerful vision creates emotional energy, which inspires us to take action, and then traction to push through anything that stands in our way. In his transformative fable, The Call to Climb, James Robbins gives another wise voice to these concepts. That of Santiago, a mysterious mountain man who becomes a mentor to Riley, a lost traveler. As the two share an adventure, Santiago tells Riley and the rest of us that everyone needs a mountain to climb, a worthy pursuit, and that we need something deeper than goals, a vision. He says most people set goals for what they want to do, but don't consider who they want to be. Yet, it's who we decide to be that leaves the most impact on the world. When we're lost in life, we must use our vision as a compass to guide us back to ourselves. And this brings me to my final story. As a teenager, my wife Sandra set a goal, valedictorian. But what powered it wasn't the GPA. She held a vision of standing at the podium, delivering her commencement speech, speaking to 1,000 people, present, confident, realized, and that vision pulled the goal into being. She became valedictorian, and she gave that speech, which gave birth to new visions. Same structure, different arena. Here's what I've learned, and I'm honored to pass it on to you. Visions create direction. Goals create traction. Without vision, goals become random acts of effort. With vision, goals become inevitable. This applies to albums, music videos, placements, businesses, relationships, entire lives. Vision is the compass. Goals are the steps. So here's my invitation to you right now. Before you set your next goal, before you plan your next move, ask yourself, what do I see? Not what do I want, but what do I feel myself becoming? Sit with it. Let it speak. Because visions don't shout. They wait. And when you listen, the fog lifts and the path reveals itself. Thanks for spending these 15 minutes with me. If this resonated, share it with someone walking through their own fog. Until next time, keep the vision alive. Much love, much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.